Our guest at the cafe this morning, Grammy-winning music producer and musician Brad Davis. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. It's great to be here.
Yeah, been a while since we've talked. I've been looking at your Facebook page, which is fascinating, and we'll come back to that. But you've been doing a little touring with a bluegrass band, a bluegrass musician named John Jorgensen some this summer.
Yeah, John was Elton John's lead guitar player for 13 years. He was the...
Really?
Yeah. With Davy Johnstone's, you know, and actually John played a lot of instruments in that band. But he also founded the Helicasters, you know, one of the best lead guitar bands in the world. And then he also started Desert Rose Band, and one of the top session musicians in Nashville and L.A. both.
Wow.
Great talent. The leader and the co-founder of Guitar Town Festival in Denver, Colorado. So another great... Anyway, he's a fantastic musician, and I've subbed in for John Randall, who's a lead singer for that band, and I kind of raised John a little bit when he got to Nashville. He lived with me for a while. And a great talent, and just got busy and couldn't do it. So I subbed in, and Ron Block from Alison Krauss's band was there that last weekend, and Mark Fain from Ricky Skaggs's band. So great players.
And this just was a one weekend thing.
Yeah, just we had a 3-show event on the West Coast in Montana, and so it was a great weekend. But it gave us a chance to make some great money and go out for about 3 days and have some fun. So it was great.
Do you find it difficult to switch back and forth bluegrass to country to rock, all the different styles of music that you play?
I don't, because I get tired of doing one thing, and that's a bad deal, but. I played several months ago in downtown Sulphur Springs with a group called Crossroads, and they're traditional country, you know, Merle Haggard and all the hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of fun to play telly with that. And then the next weekend was going out with John and his bluegrass band. I love it. I like to switch
Keeps
up.
You fresh.
It does. It really does. Kicks your butt, actually.
Yeah. Well, last time now we talked, this was back in the spring, you were about to go out with Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters, and I think ZZ Top. You were going to open for them a time or two on that tour, and I guess that tour went well?
Yeah, we did 10 shows with them. We did actually 38 shows together and 10 shows with them, but it's always...
ZZ Top.
Yeah, ZZ Top. It's always great to be with those guys, because Dusty, the bass player, and Billy Gibbons are really good friends with Billy Bob Thornton. So hanging with those guys is really unusually cool.
I think
that's the only way I can say it.
I think a lot of people would envy you that. But you're now mainly going to just be working in the studio with Billy Bob.
Right. I'm just going to work and write with him and co-write. I just played on the last record, and we did it via internet. Satellite link up, and I recorded the guitar parts and sent them back. And they're on tour right now, actually, with a replacement in my spot. But it's, you know, it's good to step back a little bit, because my solo career is starting to take off. Sony Red just picked up the third record, and we have a phone app going out on one of the songs. And so it's going to get busy. So I'm trying to make room for that.
We're talking with Brad Davis, Commerce music producer and Grammy Award-winning music producer, touring with Billy Bob Thornton. That's got to be a little crazy at times, huh?
It is. You know, anytime you're an international superstar, I think that life is just crazy. I mean, you can't go into a restaurant without it being crazy. You can't go to the mall without it. You can't do anything without being crazy. So it's fairly reclusive, I think, to a lot of degree. Either he's insulated with friends, or he's fairly reclusive. And I'd probably be the same way, because you don't know if somebody's trying to get at you, or what are they trying to do. And you have to really be careful. And so a lot of the drama that's in his world, those around in the band and those that are kind of insulating him on the road, we basically have to deal with a lot of that drama. So it's really tough.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned another record that's being picked up by Sony that you're doing yourself.
Yeah, I got a third record on Bluegrass Valley record label, and they're under the Mansion ownership, which is distributed by Sony Red Music Group, I should say. And anyway, they picked up the third record, which is great. I called them over and I said, are you guys really like this record, or are you just telling me you do?
So. Well, they're not, Brad, doing you any favors, you know.
No, I mean, it's neat. At 51, I'm tickled anybody likes anything I do. But
well, now, in the minute or so we have left, what's going on in your studio in downtown Commerce?
Well, Studio A's booked 7 days a week right now, so it's been just crazy. And then we're building Studio B to try to take a little weight off Studio A. Right now, we're 7 days a week.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Downtown Commerce.
Yeah, Downtown Commerce.
Getting to be a music mecca.
Thank God for the internet.
Brad, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, John Mark.
Brad Davis, music producer who's based in Commerce, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.